your boy Monster Man Rocco, a.k.a. Rock from Helter Skelter. Sean Lives On, Boot Camp Flick in the building. You are now rocking with the best Hip Hop Digest.
Sellout. I'm not crazy about that word because we're all entrepreneurs. To me, I don't care whether you own a furniture store or whatever. The best sign you can put up is sold out.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, E Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
Happy recording day.
Happy recording day and Merry Christmas and a Happy Kwanzaa and all of that nugginess.
Whatever that is.
I don't speak Jewish, so what's the other one? That's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. Anyway, before we get started.
Enough of that.
Fuck me, I just fucked up.
What'd you do, B? Forgot your list? No. He dropped his paper on the floor.
Oh, nigga, you could have got that shit. We would have just heard your bones creaking. It's all good.
Should have been like, okay, Alexa, pick up my paper for me.
Whoa, hating ass, old ass, rap ass nigga.
All right, let's reset this here. No doubt. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Nicki Minaj. It's a great time to be a white rapper in America.
In America.
Last Saturday night, as of the Saturday before when we're recording, Nicki Minaj made an observation about the iTunes hip hop and rap song chart. She took on iTunes a little bit. Looking at the chart, 7 out of the 10 songs were performed by white artists, including but not limited to Eminem, Post Malone, Macklemore, G-Eazy, and Machine Gun Kelly. Nicki Minaj also went on to say, whenever a black woman speaks on anything, she's labeled as mad, angry, or bitter. Now, I thought that was reserved for us.
That's black men.
Yeah, or at least old fogies.
Angry black men.
I resent her for taking that's reserved for us. I resent that. She wrote in her caption, and since then has deleted all posts.
Wow.
I'm not surprised that it was Nicki Minaj who was going to throw the first salvo. Like I knew it was going to happen. Look, I'm not even sitting up here saying that shit is on some fucking Cleo shit.
Nigga, you don't take credit back, smacking yourself on the back and then say, I'm not going to say that. That's some Cleo shit. You said this shit how many months ago? You said this was gonna happen?
I said it a little while ago, but
then it happens. That's some Cleo shit, nigga.
But the point being is that you could telegraph the reaction from paid Afro Americans, and Nicki Minaj being one of them.
Last week it was Negroes.
Yeah, buddy.
Now it's Afro-Americans.
I wanted to fix that up a little bit.
Okay.
Well, it's just going progressively as it did throughout history, I guess.
So
you'll get the nigga at some point.
So, you know, Afro-Americans, and now the thing is that Nicki Minaj, why would she be mad? That's the key thing. Kurt G, why would she be mad or even make that observation?
Let me come from this perspective. She looked at that list and probably was like, damn, where am I at? I'm not in that motherfucker. I'm not up on that top 10, top 5 list where I used to be in there somewhere. But then she came back and cleaned it up and said, well, I'm on the top 100 or whatever.
Yeah, she did.
Like 7, 8 songs or whatever she said. She's in there. So she's still getting her money. So she wanted niggas to know that. But she also looked at the list and was like, okay, look at all these white people up here. Oh, they're getting ready to try to do some shit. Try to move me out of here. Fuck that. Let me make it obvious so that way they got to keep giving me some money before I blow this shit up.
Well, she must have flashbacks from 2014 when she thought Iggy Azalea was going to bulldoze. So, you know, Swerve, I mean, wasn't it easy to look at this type of thing and knew it was going to happen?
Oh, yeah, this was, obviously, again, you did bring it up way back, but it was getting more and more obvious that you were correct as it went on. But I guess Nicki was feeling you know, that she's a motherfucking monster and needs to be up in that list further or whatever. But, you know, it's really like Kurt said, she looked at it, didn't see herself anywhere up there at the top. And, you know, sometimes money ain't enough, huh?
You need them accolades.
Well, this is a key thing. Now, this is a key thing. Now, however long this lasts, does the next shoe drop? Do African Americans start really getting bulldozed? Meaning that do our majors, and we're talking about major rap conglomerates, do they start signing little Joey from the suburbs over hard rock trappers from, you know, any major city?
I'm saying no. They're going to sign them both. But knowing that Lil Joey from the suburbs is going to sell more records, but they're going to keep that other money still coming because they know niggas still like that shit.
I don't see how they're going to be generating any more money than Lil Joey. I don't see it. I mean, I'm sure these guys are generating good money. I guess their tour gate is great, but...
There's an example of this, though, sirs. My man, T.I., he saw it early, too, because he cashed in his chips for Iggy's whatever, right? And he got a little bit of bread there in the beginning until she started getting caught out there, right?
Right.
So we're not above doing that kind of stuff. And I said, even then, I mean, I didn't realize how whack Iggy was, but I said, even then, hell, black record labels need to exploit that and get some of that and be on top of that. So... maybe it will happen.
No, I don't see African-American labels doing that. I haven't seen Combs. I don't know if Machine Gun Kelly's still on this label or not.
Probably is.
I haven't seen Combs. I haven't seen Hove. I haven't seen, you know, guys like that coming in on a real rush to bring in a lot of white artists.
I think Machine Gun Kelly is still over there with the mogul.
Okay, that's real.
But you said coming up, you know what I'm saying? I can only pick T.I. right now, but because of the way the culture, not the culture, but the way the horizon is, them top tens is pretty bright. So there's a lot of money in them brights. You know what I'm saying?
So to round out this topic quickly, will the other shoe drop going into 18? Will the other shoe drop when you're going to start seeing wholesale signing of white acts over Afro-American acts?
That shoe drops only if this shit continues. The only way it keeps, if all this continues and you see Post Malone continuing to fucking drop number one hit after number one hit, and all these niggas coming up behind them, you're like, whoa. This is when the labels thought, you know what? We can do this without them. We don't need them motherfuckers. So why black people are still buying it? So fuck it.
Bye.
Oh, he hit the McLaughlin group. Oh, shit. Yeah. So let's round out the topic. As of December the 23rd, 2017, I'm going to do it early. Billboard Rap. Top five.
Rap is an art.
At number five, how you pronounce that shit? Gummo?
Oh, shit, B. You got me.
I don't know.
I pay no attention to these niggas.
I think it's Gummo.
sound like gum out. Some shit you spray niggas on your fucking engine or some shit.
At number four, the continued firewall. Can you believe it? She's almost like a goddamn savior. Bodak. At number three, it's G-Eazy. There it is. At number two, Lil Pump, and continuing to shatter all week's records, Post Malone, once again at number one.
So you was actually right, if we want to go ahead and give you the right nod. Because back when we argued about it,
it was top three.
But G-Eazy is got some mixture in there, so there is some niggas that's going to fight you on that one. But yeah, you were actually right on the argument that we had back then.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute, hold up. Let me answer. G-Eazy's biracial? Or I thought that was the other cat.
Logic is biracial.
Logic,
but I don't
that was logic.
Them other niggas you talking about.
Logic, okay. It was logic.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Oh,
so then you're right, B.
Yeah,
you're 100% right. Yeah, I want to give you all your credit, my nigga.
Well, no, that's true. The original prediction was the top three.
Right. When we had our little argument about it, and I was like, the top one of those niggas got to be got to be some Afro-American something up in there, one of the top three. And I thought that Bodak would finish in that spot or somebody, but that didn't happen.
So okay.
You are 150% right.
Well, actually, what I'm going to do as 18 approaches, I want to get the total year-end list, and I'm going to have to get this from my boy in the UK, but then we'll see, and then we'll total it up, so... That's what's up, yo. Hey, I hope it continues. I'm down with it.
Oh, yeah. We're down with it, son. We're not mad at all. We are not on a Nicki Minaj level with this shit.
What's that I hear? Self-destruction?
Yeah, it's going to be niggas that could come at us be like, what do you mean you're down with that shit? That's fucked up.
Hey, B, that's a whole nother 40-minute show.
That's a black-on-black crime you're committing there.
There's only a certain segment that's going to be looking at King Killer like that, though. Because there's a whole lot of people looking at it the same way.
No doubt. So that's what's good. Yo, before we get into the next topic, I have to say, yo, I'm going to do the rest in Everlasting Paradise a little early just because of the gravity. This show... It really is dedicated to the memory of Reggie Comeback Jack Osei. I mean, that was just... His passing was just big, and I don't have a lot to say and a lot of superlatives. It's a huge loss because you know what? More than anything, he was an entertainment lawyer, but he was there, and it was an accurate, you know, historian. So you couldn't come up on the show and kick a lot of horseshit facts to him. He would have called you on it, but you know, always done an excellent show, always done a good job. Just a huge loss for a lot of different reasons, you know. So
yeah, I look at it more on a personal level, you know, being cool with Peter Oasis, that's his man, you know what I'm saying? And I was feeling, you know, like, really, that's why I didn't do any posting and like that kind of stuff, because it's not like the family member. It's not like I knew him personally or anything like that. But just knowing Peter and you know, that that's his man. So just having that connection is just like, it was like weird. And like I said on the chain, man, I've lost a lot of folks in the last couple of years to cancer. And it's just crazy, B. So, you know, big ups to one of the best podcasters that ever did it, B, as far as hip hop.
No doubt. Oh, of course. No doubt. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. Indeed. And certainly, we don't want to forget. We want to definitely say rest in everlasting paradise to the cool DJ Pam, the Funkstress. Actually, she was more than a DJ. She was the actual turntablist. And yeah, you can catch her on YouTube in the 1994 DMC West Coast Eliminations. What made her absolutely special, because she was an African-American woman turntablist. That is a rare bird.
Yeah.
That's a very rare bird. And that made her especially, that's a huge loss on that level. Because she's one of the, you know, was one of the only black females who was a turntablist competition-wise and could speak to that. You know, not to mention she was Prince's DJ, and as I believe did the last party at Paisley Park. You know, if you talk about that for symmetry, you know, the Coup as a group probably deserves more props than they get. I'm certainly showing my East Coast bias, because I knew about, you know, Kill My Landlord. I didn't really check for other things until Party Music. And that was the cover. When I seen that cover, it's it's two records, I'm telling you, that I regret not buying when I bought that. The Party Music cover was 2001. The album was supposed to be released early in September 2000, but obviously we know what happened. The World Trade Centers, and they're on the cover with a detonator under exploding World Trade. That cover was conceived in June, way earlier than the. They must have been. You talk about Cleo, my nigga. That is probably one of the most infamous covers in the history of music, considering the time frame when it was put out, when it was conceived, and when it was supposed to get put out. Now, I know for a fact that there's probably only a handful of people who got the CD with that actual cover. The label switched that shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's absolutely crazy. Boots Riley talked about that, and he said he got into a big-ass situation up at the label for changing that cover. So, but there's nothing that he can do about that. Along with it, I'm going to give a shout-out to Paris. Along with that was the Sonic Jihad cover.
Oh, yeah.
With that airplane tilted going into at the White House, I actually held that record in my hands at Tower Records in Rockville, and I didn't buy it, and I ruled the day that it was those two records that I did not buy.
Crazy. So,
indeed. So we want to say definitely rest in peace to her. Just huge, huge, huge losses, you know, in the family of hip-hop. So, as Chuck D would say, rest in beats. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Old man Ebro, not sounding so old, calls out rap fans who complain about lyrics. Ebro goes on to say, I get frustrated. Now, this is typical Ebro playing both sides of the street. I get frustrated when I hear people talk about hip hop because they always demanding lyrics. Lyrics, 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 lyrics. What about the actual music components? What about the musical bed that turned these lyrics into pictures, into vivid feelings, Ebro protest? People be like, but they're lyrics. I'd be like, okay, well, what about the music? What about the concerts? What about the vibe? There's more to it, and you're going to see more of the vivid musical stylings of the youth in 2018. That end part is my embellishing a little bit. But the point I want to say, your man Ebro paying both sides of the street as usual. Right after LL Cool J last week talking about Nah Nah, let's not get caught up on complicated lyrics. Ebro this week, shit, stop talking about lyrics.
So this week, Ebro is not just triangle. He has always has on a half a pandering jacket. He's like a Two-Face. He flips that coin. Should I be pandering today or not?
He certainly he keeps what do you call that, a vest. He keeps a pandering vest on.
Wow.
At all times.
Vest.
Keeps that pandering cover bun on.
Yeah, at all times. Playing both sides of the street. On one minute, he'd be getting on the young folks for not living up to a standard, and the next minute, he's getting at old fogies. Don't talk about lyrics, nigga. It's about the music. It's about the feeling, the vibe.
Maybe it's based on the guest he got coming up that week.
He does work for a major conglomerate.
Yeah, but, you know, this, again, I you know, I don't get down with a whole lot of commercial radio or any of that kind of stuff, but it's like, it's just like you paused for a little while and now it's the same thing again. So I don't expect anything different from that gentleman.
I just want people to know that he plays both sides of the street. I mean, maybe people already know that, or I guess maybe I think they should.
But some people just listening to motherfuckers. They ain't paying attention to them. They just listening.
Right.
So right. They hear him talking in today about being down with lyrics, and then next week they hear him talking about, you know, lyrics are overrated, and they're hearing it, but it's not soaking in.
Well, good call, Kurt.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just remember when he was getting on New York artists and shit, talking about New York artists don't want to work. New York artists don't want to hustle. That's why they losing.
It sounded like he was saying what he was really saying. New York rappers don't want to pay. They can get this work.
They can get this
but
work.
They ain't playing.
The price of the brick been going up.
Oh my god! that's a little bit slanderous. I don't know if there's payola really going on,
nigga.
Oh damn! The long and gated. Wow, okay.
What a brick this for.
That's what's up. That's your man. So watch out for him, man. He's on both sides of the street and shit. Where's my motherfucking money at? Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. It's actually pretty good right here, yo. Chuck D has a new book out called This Day in Rap History. It's a comprehensive and chronological survey of rap and hip hop from 1973 until the present. He said a lot of people, Chuck D was getting interviewed. He said a lot of people say they love the music or love the art form of hip hop and of rap music, but seem to be lost on the facts of it. I wanted to put together something that was kind of academic and a foundation for the people to look at. I'm going to order this book as soon as we get off the air because I didn't know about it. I just seen that this morning. But the interviewer asked Chuck a specific question, and I'm trying to get your reaction to Chuck's his answer. The guy asked him about mumble rap and is it a new style of hip hop? So Chuck goes on to say, you know, excuse me, you know, I don't read very well, but here I go. It's a very hard job to elucidate and be eloquent and to come across vocabulary that you might not have. So you tend to take the musical way out of it by humming or otherwise. That's African. So mumble rappers get away with it and have a license and a pass to do that. Whether or not it can be classified as hip hop is another debate. But mumble rap is an easy way out instead of going into the complexities of learning words. Sometimes I've gotten away with it. A lot of these guys are considered mumble rappers. Also feel that the music is more important. And they don't want anything to obstruct with their voices. That's Chuck D. Kind of giving a, you know, what do you think about that, Swerve?
I'm sitting here trying on the pandering loafers.
I felt that way for a minute.
Like he was slipping into those Scooby Doos.
You're not saying you had the pandering Scooby Doos on.
Really? He felt that way a little bit.
Here it's quite simple. It boils down to this. If a person is going to say, I don't want lyrics or my voice or whatever to obstruct the music, just make a fucking instrumental album.
Okay, but hold on. Let me read one more sentence for you. And this is a key thing. He said, whether or not it can be classified as hip-hop or rap music is another debate. So I think that took the pandering loafers off.
That saved him right there. That's what saved him.
Yeah.
When he said that, that saved him right there. And I was like, that's what gave me that uneasy feeling.
Oh.
Like, I thought he was almost getting ready to completely try on a jacket. Until he said that part.
I thought that myself, too. Now, when he got into that, oh, maybe they don't have the vocabulary, so they're going back to the motherland, and it's all about humming and all of that,
right.
and ad-libbing and shit.
So all these niggas is dropping out in the fifth grade? So what the fuck?
Are you saying? No, actually, that has already been disproven. Most of these motherfuckers is intelligent as hell.
They know what they're doing.
They know exactly what they're doing. So it's all about the music, is what you said. I don't buy that undereducated rapper game. Mm-mm, no, sir. Nuh-uh.
And I don't buy that not wanting to distract the music. That's stupidity to me. What are you saying?
And I'm with you. Give us the fucking instrumental then. Because right. I'll be a lot happier because a lot of you niggas be fucking up the music with your voices.
So.
I love the music.
There you go.
Ah, indeed. That's what's up. Well, I don't know. So anyway, Chuck D got that book out. It seems really, I'm interested to get it because I wonder how he's going to cover, you know, at least from 2000 up. I think it ends at 2016. Obviously, we know he's going to do facts from 73, you know, through the golden years. That's not going to be debatable. But how he covers 2000 and up is going to be very interesting.
Yes, I need to order that too.
So, shout out to Chuck D. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, and this is something that I was going to talk about, but I totally forgot to put it on the paper. Your boy Joe Budden's out of the game over at Complex. It is Complex, isn't it? Let's not make that mistake with the other Dick Rodney.
This week you're correct.
Okay.
This week you are correct. It is Complex.
Yeah, Joe Budden's out of Complex. Now, rumor has it that your boy Coons got some kind of deal with him and Egri's boy Charlemagne to open up a new shop. I don't know if that's true. I'm just trying to be facetious. I know you don't like us, Charlemagne. But anyway, I don't, and
it
I don't
personal. It's business.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I don't know if that's true. If Diddy got a Charlamagne, Joe Budden shop getting ready to open up.
So the niggas gonna be on Revolt TV?
I don't know. That's just strictly rumor. Who I'm assuming, if you got that together, Joe Budden's is going to play the straight guy about hip hop, and then Charlamagne is going to play the flapper. You know, Gucci's that nigga. Flap, 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 flap.
Yeah, as much as I ain't cool with Charlamagne, I would hope he wouldn't do that, B.
Charlamagne's already on a successful show. He's not going to. I don't see him bouncing to go fuck with Joe on that level.
Oh, well, you know, the mogul got enough money to make him bounce. Does the mogul have enough money
for him to be? He's already working for the mogul. Oh, he's already on Revolt right now.
Okay, I'm just saying. But does the mogul have enough money to make him be the flapper?
He's already doing that, if you ask me. He's already doing that.
He's playing the flapper on Revolt?
I mean, on his regular show that he does.
Okay.
That breakfast show that he does.
Gotcha. Okay. That's real. So anyway,
you saw the tweet though, right?
No, I did not.
Any out of work podcaster looking for a place that ain't got the co-host on the show, tap dancing. Come to the Hip Hop Digest show.
we got a spot for Joe over here, son.
Yes.
Hey, so check it out. And so I don't know if you've seen it. I actually did take the time to watch that Migos, your people, Kerji's people, and a little Yachty video where they were dissing Joe, and basically, you know, they had Joe Buttons in a character of a old hating ass nigga while these niggas are sitting in dental chairs getting new grills designed and shit, spending a lot of money and shit. Joe Buttons
investing,
mad. I ain't mad because I ain't paid like them niggas, you know, that type of character. I thought it was quite ineffective. I guess their fans get titillated by such a thing, but it's no facts here. You know, there's not a. It's just a straight diss.
When did they do this diss?
It's on a new video.
It's
about a week and a half ago or something.
Okay, it was before he got fired. I was going to say, because there's no need. You won. There's no need to diss the nigga now. He's fired. He's out or whatever. Quit, whatever you want to call it. He's out, so you won.
Okay.
But wait, there's more. You know, they are still deeply in their feelings, which is why they did that. Because if they didn't give a fuck, they wouldn't even have thought about that.
There you go.
Let it slide.
Now, Swerve, you just said something that I find to be, I believe that the critics of new mumble niggas are effective. Because mumble niggas they are totally in their feelings.
Well, first off, they're called mumble niggas.
The term has stuck.
Yes, it is.
See, that's what I'm saying. The tide has turned. The term has stuck. Mumble is an actual joint, and they don't like it. Not one goddamn bit.
They don't like being. Even if they're not mumbling, they get laced up in that mumble generation. So that makes them, like I said, they're in their feelings about the shit.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna just say, if it's hard to understand you, you're a goddamn mumble rapper. That's it. I'm not saying let's say like Twista, and people of that ilk that rhyme real fast, where you gotta really pay attention, or slow, you know, really get it. Mumble rappers just no fucking paying attention. You're like, what the fuck is he saying? That's it. Mm. So that's why it's stuck.
Nigger, nammer, flagger, flur.
Yes, Gia.
Anyway, so
skirt.
As we continue on.
That's the only part you understand.
That's it.
No, I do understand when they say, I now know what Rari means. I didn't, but I know it now.
You understand that part?
Yeah, I understand that part. Sorry. So.
Yeah, my bad boo.
I'm going to try and segue into the next topic, because this is the end of the year show, and this is where we give our individual top 10 albums of the year. Welcome to the big show, the Hip Hop Digest end of the year joints. And basically, I mean, fuck, let's just get right in. Who's going first this year?
Well, I went first last year.
Did you?
I was first up the bat.
All right, fuck it. I'm on. Fuck it. King Killer, I'm going in.
What? All right,
oh, shit, nigga, you usually like to save it for last.
Nah, my list is just my list, you know what I mean?
And preface, just like we ask guests on the show, what's your top three, whatever, these albums that we choose are our personal.
Right. Don't get mad at us and be like, how the fuck y'all niggas forget this album? That was right. Better than that shit that you put on there. This is our personal shit that we like.
We just, I mean, and the truth be told, before we go into this, I was telling Kerji pregame, it's like, damn, yo. I mean, I cannot, none of us can listen to everything, and I'm sure that I have missed some spectacular hip hop. Much comes out, but hey, this is, we're doing our best here.
That's why we got the chain, niggas. If y'all say
enough disclaimer,
shit, just give it to you. Hey, yo, go check this one out. This one's hot.
So, there you go.
All right, so here we go. At number 10, Diego and Candy, As So We Gworn, or maybe it's pronounced worn with a silent G. Now, at number 10 is usually my electronic insert that gets reserved for my electronic folk. It's some UK veterans, and they got the number 10 spot. It's a fantastic electronic album. Just absolutely fantastic. Shout out to Josh Milan and Joey Negro. I could have gave it to y'all niggas so easily, but these UK veterans, they did the thing. At number 9, Mayhem Loren, Terminal Illness. Now, before you get upset, that is not his new record. That record is actually from 2011. They compiled the best records.
You about to commit a violation.
No, listen.
Clean it up.
Let me finish.
Skirt.
They took the best records from his self-induced illness and put out a double LP. That's what I ended up listening to. That album was actually put out in 17. So I know y'all niggas gonna pull a flag on me, but Terminal Illness, I'm sorry, at number 9.
Damn. Did he have complete control of the ball as he hit the ground, Kurt G?
I think he was traveling, B. I'm going basketball because we ain't watching football right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm going basketball. I think he was traveling on that play.
All right. I put that out there for full disclosure, though. Let's not say I wasn't honest.
You was honest. I'll give you that.
No doubt.
So,
no doubt.
All right. At number 8, Nick Grant, Return of the Cool. If this was another time, this motherfucker, he beat a man. Probably him and some other people. At number 7, your old Droog, Pax. You know, fuck all that fucking thinking too much about what fucking hip-hop is. Your old Droog just fucking does hip-hop. And he's been in my top 10 a couple of times. And I'll fuck with Droog. Alright? At number 6, Sean Price, Imperious Rex. And I bought the fucking record and I just ended up listening to this shit all year. I mean, you know. Fuck it. You know?
It's Price.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't go wrong on that anyway. And number 5, Jay-Z, the Corporate 444.
What? Oh my God, nigga. What?
What?
Nigga, we might have to pause this show. Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you.
This nigga hit the heartbeat.
What? Nigga. What?
Wow. Me?
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Oh, B.
The Corporate deserves a lot of fucking credit for that, B. I'm sorry.
Nigga, I'm dead ass. That nigga didn't even make my list.
I'm just saying.
Nowhere near it.
He made mine.
Hold on, Kurt. Let this man finish.
B, first you hit us with a 2011 album. Ooh. We let you get away with the traveling because it is NBA. But then you hit us with the Corporate?
Corporate, yo, at number... The Corporate at number 5.
Wow.
At number 4, MC8, Which Way Is West?
I'm
so proud of that record.
Yes.
I am so proud of that record that veterans do not have to go out fucking scrambling and pandering.
Nope.
No, I am so proud of that record. It's a good fucking record too, yo. So, no doubt. Where am I at? Number 3. The Wu-Tang Clan. The saga continues. Nigga, all y'all motherfuckers is fucking constantly complaining, oh, Wu ain't doing shit. Wu ain't putting shit out. Wu this, Wu that. Shut the fuck up. Okay? Wu did it. And that's an excellent album.
They made up for that last shit they put out.
Nigga, yes. At number 2, Prophets of Rage, Prophets of Rage. Damn right.
Okay.
Chuck D, Be Real. Fucking right. All y'all motherfuckers talk that old shit all you want. Nigga, every tour stop sold out.
There you go.
They getting money. And at number one, King Killer's number one album of 2017, Jaron Benton, the Mink Coat Killer LP. This nigga would be the number one MC in the nation if it was 98.
There you go.
I put $1 million on Jaron Benton.
Hold up.
You gonna
hold
talk
up.
About all these millions you keep betting.
Nigga, hold up, B. First off, is you getting payola? Where these millions coming from?
Hey, son, I'm trying to tell you, the minute I heard that record, I was like, that is the number one record of the year. I don't see nobody bumping it off, and it's been there since Jump Street.
You did say that way back. Yeah, you did.
So, that's what's up. So, I don't know who's next, but I done got caught with a traveling illegal.
I'm going to try to, you know, not cause any more further violations and whatnot. I'm going to try, but Kurt, since you went first last year, let's let you go last this year, right?
All right.
So my number one, let me start at number 10, actually. It's not Bodak. I just want to put that out
there. That would have turned over the table.
Oh, nigga, we'd have ended the show.
That would have been it. That show's over.
Yeah,
fuck
show's
it.
Over. We'd have had that shit up, you know, that test pattern.
For the rest of the show till the music came
damn
on.
Damn right.
Oh, man. Yeah, I just want to make that clear. She's not on the list. Okay. But anyway, my man from D.C., who I've been checking for a while, yo. Fuck with Kev Brown and that whole crew. My man Jay Sinai got this album called The Actual Heat.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I listen to it a lot, and I want to give big up. So he's my number 10. My number 9 is a group that I think, if King Killer, if you haven't listened to this beat, you have got to listen to this album. Number 9 is Flamingoosis, A Groovy Thing. Mm. It's pretty much all instrumental. It's somebody might say it's not hip hop, but if you listen to it, it's like breakbeats. And is breakbeats not hip hop?
It's hip hop.
It's hip hop. So Flamingoosis, A Groovy Thing. Then I went to this other group. I did a lot of listening, like thinking music this year. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do a whole lot of lyrics and stuff for real, but Abstract Orchestra did a tribute album to Dilla.
Oh yeah, I got that one.
Awesome.
I got that. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's awesome.
That's flavor.
Abstract Orchestra, Dilla. Then my man Action Bronson at number 7 made that album Blue Chip 7000. I fucked with it.
Really?
I didn't think I was at first. I was like, you know, thinking about all that other stuff. But if I put that to the side and listen to that album, I listen to it at least 20 times. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And
okay.
These days, that's a lot, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
No doubt.
And then there was number 6. I have never liked this individual as somebody great that everybody says is great and all that kind of stuff. But as King Killer said, he didn't have to make this album. Jay-Z, 444, at number 6.
But see, I'm not surprised that he put it in there.
I'm a hustler, baby.
I'm not surprised by him putting it in there, because you was praising it a little bit when it came out. You did give him some praise. I give you that. It's exactly. You, my nigga, back here that takes every fucking chance you get.
Crazy,
to
right?
Smack him around.
But when he do good, he do good. But go ahead, Igri, I'm sorry.
The fact that, again, the it's a good album to me. And the fact that he made that album in this current style, I couldn't help it. I listened to that record. I'll listen to it now. I'll put this shit on and listen to it now, yo.
Yes, Lord.
Very good to me.
All right.
Number 5.
Very, very good to me.
There you go. Number 5. Your friend and mine, S.E.S. We're only getting older. It's like he made that album for dudes like us.
Yeah,
you know
did.
What I'm saying? They call it grown man music, and that was before Jay-Z, actually. You know, that album. But
yes.
I'm just saying, when I hear good hip-hop, grown man style, how could I not listen to that on repeat, right? somebody who another MC that I like a lot, and he got with somebody else who I mess with somewhat. Talib Kweli, Styles P, the 7-4, right? I like it. All right, what? I ain't gonna say a whole lot about it, but I like it. I'm gonna move on.
What?
I'm gonna move on. I like it.
Okay.
I do.
Okay, I'm.
I just it, the contrast in their style and what is I just love it.
Okay,
right? It worked for me.
All right.
Number three, how could Apollo Brown put out an album that Irving Green doesn't put in his top 10? Apollo Brown, Planet Asia, Anchovies.
All right.
Again, if Apollo Brown is on it,
you I'm fucking with interested. It.
You fucking, all right.
So just so you know that Apollo Brown got another one next year coming with Ghostface.
Oh, jeez.
Two and number one are interchangeable for me. So I'm going to just put out number two, Jaron Bett, Mink Coat Killer.
That's mean, Jack.
Incredible. Even though he almost got outplayed on one of the cuts, though. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
My number one, Sean P, Imperious Rex. Just the fact that, you know, missing that MC. Hearing this album come out, hearing his style, the way he rhymes, the music, everything, that's my number one for this year.
Wow, yo, that's an impressive list, my nigga.
Yes.
That is very impressive.
I'm very, very impressed by your list this year, my nigga.
Wow. Thank you.
Boy, I tell you what, but I bet you was shocked with them hoves on there, though, wasn't you?
I wasn't shocked by his hove. I was shocked by your hove, my nigga. Okay. Your hove was fall out the chair shocking.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
That was like no fucking way, B. And me, the hove nigga, don't even have him on my list.
All right, well, here we go. Here's Kerr G's end of the year. Go in, son.
All right. End of the year. All right. This year, number 10, I got Rand Reed, still commanding respect. My. Now that one, Rand Reed is a monster when it comes to lyrics. He's very nice on it. Y'all need to go check that one out. That came out early in the year too. That came out like January.
No doubt.
Yeah, they're still commanding respect. I mean, he has a lot of that old school flow with him, but it's still nice though. This one here, the number 9, I got the Soloist and Percy Wells, Coca Cobra.
Wow.
Mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. That's all I got to say. Yes, sir. Go Jeez. Check the lyrics and the beat. That one there be the soloist. I always liked him anyway. That's cool. At number 8, we got Blackistan and Stu Bangers, The Uncanny Adventures of Watson and Holmes. That one, my friends, I listened to that one and I had him off my list for a while. I did, because there was some other shit in there that I was going to put in there. And I'm like, but... Like you said, when you listen to shit and you keep listening to it, I'm like, damn, that Blackistan is still bangers, yo. The beats, it's crazy. These niggas just keep coming back to me, so I had to put them back on my list. At number 7 is the one that everybody got. I guess he's going to be the official number one for this year. Jaron Benton, the Mink Coat Killer.
Well.
Yeah. He was actually like number 2 for a long-ass time. I had him at number 2. But my God, Jaron Benton, yeah, like you said, he's fucking freaking ridiculous. At number 6, S, We Are Only Getting Older. Yes. That album, like you said, it spoke to our generation. It actually spoke to our generation. And the joints he got on there, if you actually listen, and you're like, yeah, he an old fogey nigga. That he's like, fuck these young niggas.
Oh, he on that Get Off My Lawn?
Yeah, he definitely on that Get Off My Lawn shit. At number 5, 18 Scales. Leave It All Behind. Sheesh. That, sir, the beats on there, you got some Dilla feeling beats on that shit to me. Mm. And Leave It All Behind joint, it's flavor. At number 4, Focus the Truth, 285, that's Boom Bap. And that's that nigga, Focus the Truth, is just bringing it lyrics. And number 3, Give Me a Little P.E. feel to it, with Terrence X and Absolute, album called Ali. These niggas has got socially conscious lyrics in they shit and bringing some shit. But they also talking that shit, too. But just listen to that. Terrence X and Absolute Ali.
Boy, your list is so intriguing. I'm going to jump in.
All right. And number 2, my nigga, in my top 5 MCs is OC, Same Moon, Same Sun.
Damn.
This can't be a list He OC almost had two on here. He got a joint out with Apathy called Parastrocket. That OC and Apathy joint.
Yeah, I listened to that. I actually did listen to that this year.
He didn't get in there.
Right.
But this same moon, same sun. That nigga with the way he, the OC just, he's so underrated to me. He is so nice.
Oh, no doubt.
And then my number one album is Steph Dash Nash Presents True Grit. Yes. Niggas.
The it's lineup gotta be fly to be your number
B,
one.
The lineup of MCs he's got on that nigga, on that shit.
Oh, I can't be.
The beats.
I'm going to be.
If you don't have that in your whip, you need to go get it. Steph Dash Nash Presents True Grit. I'm talking to you, Mr. Johansson. That shit is crazy.
Yo, I can't. Kirk G's list is so intriguing.
And I got some
That's
honorable
a lot
mentions.
Of good-ass music.
Yeah, honorable mentions is MC8, Which Way Is West. And then I got A1 and Def Lo, Sleep Is the Cousin of Death. Then I got Destruct and Smooth, The Blend. Oh my gosh, B. That one's sick. And then Mocha Only, My Nigga Had to Make It, Concert for One.
Okay. You got any leftovers you want to shout out?
Nah, B, it was hard. I can't do it. Everything that we all said.
Okay. Actually, it's funny you said that because these aren't leftover albums, but I just really just made a list as I'm going through the best record, the individual records, and it's only five of them that I thought were just crazy this year. And number five, Horseshoe Gang, Ain't No Excuses.
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's a bunch of fucking West Coast niggas yes. just fucking coming yes. at mumble niggas, unapologetic. Fuck you, mumble niggas. These niggas, Horseshoe Gang, Ain't No Excuses. I love that particular record. They in the video wildin' and everything. And number four, your boy, Corporate, Jay-Z, The Story of O.J. Nigga, that shit is absolutely incredible.
The Corporate is all over you, B.
Nigga, that, I'm sorry.
Be careful. You might get a job up at Tidal somewhere. They might have to get you to try to save him.
Nigga, I'm sorry, yo, but when a motherfucker like that in this environment, like Swerve says, when he does that shit, nah, I'm going in. That's what's up. And number three, Dylan and Diamond D, Let the Horns Blow. Nigga, track is just outrageous, you know, no doubt. At number two, Rook and Menace, Sly Stone.
Oh, yes.
Oh, nigga.
Yes, I heard that joint was crazy.
Nigga, that record.
I remember when I put that joint on. What was the end of the show or something?
Yes.
That niggas went crazy off that.
Oh, nigga, you fucking bugging. And again, the best record I thought this year was Jared Benton, Cream 17, featuring Nick Grant. Nigga. Negro.
That's the song I was talking about.
Nick Grant gave him some work on that joint right there. It actually had niggas thinking that Nick Grant had that nigga like, yo, B, I don't even know what he got Jaron Benton doing on that cut.
Yo, son, and that was me. I said that on the show. I was like, no disrespect to Jaron Benton, but Nick Grant is just giving niggas the business. So, you know, and I'm going to tell you something. Between Nick Grant and Jaron Benton, it is a fucking shame that these guys are in this day and time. Not that they needed to be back in 98, but even the fact that people from the South, region repping, and shout to Easy Bake, but damn, nigga, these are your sons from the South, and they getting all kinds
of
pub.
New York, though.
Oh, nigga, what the fuck? They sound like they are blowing niggas off the mic clear and easy. That's what it sound like to me.
Sound like hip hop.
Saying what they might say.
Yeah, no doubt. I know what you're saying. I know what you're doing. Nah, they ride New York's dick. Fuck New York. I get it, but damn,
see,
son.
We gotta get past that point. We gotta get past the point of saying just because it sounds like boom bap that it's New York.
Nigga,
it's hip hop.
It's hip hop. Exactly, and that's what I'm talking about. And two, especially, this is a chance for Southern region rappers to sort of fucking smash their heel in my face. Okay, fine, I'll take it. If you want to get to me, oh, nigga, Jaron Benton, Nick Grant, nigga, they from the South, I'd be like, yeah, nigga, they fire.
Damn.
But they don't want to use those two as examples.
Well, I don't know if this is the last show of the year. We got one more in this, but, you know, I also would just want to ask one thing that you would like to see next year, 2018 in hip-hop. One thing.
This is the last show for the year.
All right. Well, one thing for 2018, what you trying to see, Killer?
I gotta be honest with you. I want to see a wholesale shift on the major labels to strictly white MCs.
Well, B, you already, that's already heading in that
direction.
That's
what I want to see. I want to see a major shift on the major labels, and that includes all digital aggregates. I want to see it. I want to see more Post Malones. I want to see more Gummos. Lil Peep. I want to see it. I'm down with it.
Stop right now.
B, yo, I'm so down with it.
Somebody's gonna take that the way they want to take it. Yeah,
you were down with seeing all that on the list, and I agree with you that we want to see all these niggas just take over, so that way, maybe, just maybe, Negroes will go back to actually having some type of skill and rhyme level and bringing the art up to a different level.
Because the people, and look, I'm gonna be dead ass with you, yo. You know I'm being facetious, but the only reason why I say that is because I want to purge the people who really don't love this shit, who really don't in their heart love this shit. Go do something else.
So you send the niggas back to the trap.
Hey, B, if the trap is their first love, you know, God bless them. There's a job waiting for them when they get back.
Well, then I'll wrap it up by saying that we pretty much are all in the same arena, wanting this pretty much the same thing, because my desire is to see hip raps Comiskey Park this year, this coming year. That's what I'm looking forward to.
All right, indeed. Kurt G, you got any wishes, fishes for 18?
I'm just hoping 2018 is as good as 2017 as far as hip-hop goes. Because 2017 was a very, very good year for hip-hop.
All right. So, well, there it is, the Hip-Hop Digest. End of the year wrap-up. You got our top 10s as it is. Some surprises. A very intriguing list from Kurt G. So you know how I do. Shout out to everybody on the text chain. You know, I guess we'll see you next week then.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace.
One.
Sending respect, sending a text to my people near and far. You are a star by far. A happy boom bap Christmas to you. A happy boom bap Christmas to you and yours. A happy boom bap Christmas to you. A happy boom bap Christmas to you. A happy boom bap Christmas to you and yours. A happy boom bap Christmas to you. It's not only physical without the glow. We are miracles and blessings for all. In a boom bap format, wearing hard hats to block the hi-hats and crunchy sneer. Have no fear, big boom bap is over here. Landing on turntables with cables, some stable, some able. Some of this is fable for the kids, it's special. So we let go and share the true meaning of believing. Stop scheming, feed them, whether Christmas or life. It's a time to celebrate in good faith. Take the bitter out your taste and face. Choose good disease, no fees to achieve. Love's expertise, really about charity. Doing good deeds for
our community. Musically insane, counting down the frosty days. Blurry, blurry, crystal sparking, talking, breath of fresh air. Sit back, relax, and take the good vibes. Happy holidays, y'all. Keep it alive.
A happy boom bap Christmas to you. A happy boom bap Christmas to you and yours. A happy boom bap Christmas to you. Take it from here, DJ Fresh.
Do me a favor.
Was the night before Christmas and all.
Hold it now, wait, hold it. That's played out. Hit it.
Fatale, the good people. Y'all know what time it is.
It's that time of the year where you ask the mess, dealing with stress, and let the cold be the weather, not your anger and threats. Chill, and let the warmth begin to take over. The giving gets around like a merry-go. Under the pine trees, the gifts get stacked. The number might depend upon the way you act. So if you made a list, you better check on it twice. To check on it again to make sure it's nice.
Christmas is believing, the time of the season where you might help others for no rhyme or reason. A beacon of hope needed for that new year approaching. Hoping friends and family get together filled with emotion. Nose frozen from what's outside the window with the hot cup, listening to whistles of the wind blow. Night before excitement building up like a crescendo. Yo, James, help me out, I think we need to let them know.
A season greeting for peace. Another reason to reach out. Wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. A season greeting for peace. Another reason to reach out. Wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The holidays are place and the times are nice. Not screwing up your face cause you hate your life. You can feel it in the air like the chill in the night. It's a feeling that's alive, you can't see with your sight. Merry new to you and yours as we close the year and start another with a season and a deep premiere. I'm talking to the kids and they ready for snow, and they waiting for the day when that sleigh is gonna show.
Hey yo, I think I just heard something up on the roof. Sleigh bells followed by the clicking of hoops. I was like, nah, I can't be to tell you the truth. But when I came back, I saw the presents left as the proof. Ripped the paper silver keyboard for a year I've been waiting. Plugged it in, hooked it up, and commenced the beat making. Looked out my window and saw a large man dressed in red with white beard smiling, bobbing his head.
A season greeting for peace. Another reason to reach out. Wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. A season greeting for peace. Another reason to reach out. Wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
It's Christmas time in the boogie down, Mom. Stashing gifts and laughter all around. Nah, never had a chimney in the hood. Still in more holidays as a shorty, we're all good. Believing in Santa Claus, not caring about a cause. Just trimming a tree with daddy, of course. Those days have come and gone, although it's life lost. Memories I carry till I threw him a corpse. At midnight, we gathered at grandma's crib. A one bedroom in the Bronx was a mansion of kids. I wish I could bring back them good old days. But mistletoe is still over my head today. I pray for holidays with no stress at all. No more debt, a fret for a gift or a call. I swore my seed would know the true meaning. And so I stress Christ's goodwill and all at this season.
A season greeting for peace. Another reason to reach out. Wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. A season greeting for peace. Another reason to reach out. Wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. A season greeting for peace. Another reason to reach out. Wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. A season greeting for peace. Another reason to reach out. Wishing everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a Christmas. creature was stirring. Not even a word.
Christmas is right around the corner, so I gotta get my wish list ready. Let me check off what I'll be getting. I set my heart on toys from Walmart, like G.I. Joe's and He-Man, just to start. Wait, let me erase, I need a little bit of white room, cause I just saw the Silver Hawks cartoon. I gotta have it with the bird attachment. Let me make a note, the collection'll be fantastic. There, I submitted for an audit. Maybe next year, I can get me an Atari. Mama made it clear the joysticks ain't happening here yet, and the list I gave was kinda suspect. She said Santa got laid off, and he can't afford to check your full list off. But he said to tell you that he loves you, and he sent a message to hug you. I'm sorry, babe. Christmas time just came, and I ain't get a thing, and I don't think I've been bad at all. Mama got laid off and daddy can't find a job. Some will say my family's bad off. No, our presents is the present, sorry Santa Claus. The gifts given you can't find in the catalog. Boxes of love under my Christmas tree. Open up so everybody can see, this one's for me. Ninja Turtles mean the world to me now, but that all came down when Nintendo came out. The only thing on my list is this, maybe a few games, let me list the names. Mario and Duck Hunt gon' come with it. Oh, and the gun I can't play, gotta get it. Tecmo Bowl, a 10-yard fight with Chizzit. Both, I can't make a decision. Metroid, cause I like adventure games. Kung Fu because Bruce Lee is the main. But my mama saying the same old thing. We ain't got no money, so your list needs to change. Dang, is this the way it is? Is this how we gon' have to live? Cause if it is, Santa Claus ain't real. But mama, I'm so glad you still here. Christmas time just came, and I ain't get a thing, and I don't think I've been bad at all. Mama got laid off and daddy can't find a job. Some will say my family's bad off. No, our presents is the present, sorry Santa Claus. The gifts given you can't find in the catalog. Boxes of love under my Christmas tree. Open up so everybody can see, this one's for me. Okay, I'm about to shout with no apologies. I got a job and I'm now attending college, yes. So I'll invest in me Xbox 360, PS3, and a few CDs. Laptop computer so I can watch movies. Polo shirt so folks can see how I do this. True religion jeans so I'm the coolest on the scene. With some Air Force One, so fresh, so clean. I'ma put some rims on the Chevy 2 with a fresh paint job and I'ma blow out the roof. This what I've been wanting since the G.I. Joe days. To get what I want, to keep a smile on my face. But wait, do the gifts dictate my happiness? Or should the love from others be what I'm happy with? I think so, so my list is done with. Box your love up, mama, this year I prefer this. Christmas time just came, and I ain't get a thing. And I don't think I've been bad at all. Mama got laid off and daddy can't find a job. Some will say my family's bad off. No, our presents is the present, sorry Santa Claus. The gifts given you can't find in the catalog. Boxes of love under my Christmas tree. Open up so everybody can see, this one's for me. Peace.
Son, I just don't like Christmas in the cities. It's too crowded and it's too congested.
I'm telling you, man, it ain't all that bad.
There's something about Christmas when in the city. The ugliest places have now become pretty. Colorful and decorated, each year celebrated. Some of us are joyful, some are just frustrated. Rush is the season for all to be jolly. A man on the corner dealing three-card Molly. Looks to be easy, it might be hard. On second thought, better get the Christmas cards. I can't become a Mickey on my way to the store. So many people I have to get presents for. There's father, mother, sisters and brothers, uncles, aunts, grandparents and other relatives and friends I must include. The only time I am in the giving mood comes once a year when all is well. Beyond the noise of the city, you can always hear those bells. Christmas time, Santa Claus on the corner drinking while I was rolling wine. People taking links, drinking up a Saint Nick. Don't mess with his helper, cause she's only a trick. In the department store, there's people galore. 50% off all sales on the first floor. Carolers caroling, oh what a sound. A lot of pretty girls who shop downtown. Mothers and daughters, fathers and sons. In the shoe store, buying two for one pair. Snowballs thrown at the windows of the bus. Car going by, hitting you with slush. Be careful not to meet a guy named Pete. Ain't a person in the world, the best part about it is it feels so well to be a native of the city. So again, let's hear those bells. And buggy, but you still gotta pay Clyde. Paper fireplace held up with tape, and Santa Claus comes by fire escape. You have trees decorated inside. Now in the city, there's only one tree in the house that my mother put together, limb by limb. And you can't use popcorn string as trim, cause the rats like salt and roaches like butter. They hang around the tree like bums in the gutter. But the tree looks nice, the family's here, and Christmas comes, but only once a year. It's time to show joy, touching hearts with toys, reindeer and snowmen for girls and boys to learn Christmas the right way and can't even spell. See a face, show a smile, worthwhile by Silver Bell. After 12, try to catch Santa and a couple of elves. Gotta get something much better than my cousin. The racetrack, the racetrack was his. Now it's time to wait for New Year's Eve, cause Christmas blows like a winter breeze. Soon all decorations will be gone. One last year to bring the new year on. A Merry Christmas and Happy New Year as well. I like gold, but silver I deliver in the form of bells. Well, look, that's a Christmas present for me to you, alright?
Alright, thanks.
Alright, cool. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from King Sun, Demo Wet, Care Records, Profile, Chill Productions, and everybody in the city to everybody in the country. Peace.
Jingle Bell Rock with Hip Hop,
Look what we got here. Yeah, I definitely can relate. One heck of a Christmas present for 88 as I flow and let it go. So fresh like Santa. You have to say ho, ho, ho. So girls and boys, let's make some noise. Give thanks for joys and all goodies and toys for Christmas. Yes, indeed, this must be the greatest holiday treat. So people just bust how I celebrate as we elevate. Big Daddy Kane is on the mic and I'ma tell a great Christmas line for your delight. That's Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Son, say, where you at? Yo, son. Son, you're on the mic, baby. Come on, son. Got to, son. Come on. Let's go. Kick it.
Now, I've been a good girl all year round. And this is what I want from the people who are down. Now, I am mainly speaking about my family and friends. I want a BMW, a Jaguar, or Benz. It really doesn't matter the expense of the gift. Cause being around them is such a spiritual uplift. To think about all year when we're illin', to get together and just be cold chillin'. Cause in the past year, I made a record with Rick. But now I'm gonna end this like Eartha Kitt. It may sound cute or it may sound crazy, but this one's for you, Santa baby.
Ooh.
You hear a lot of jingle bells at Christmas time, but I deck the halls with the Christmas rhyme. Santa used to drive a sleigh in Christmas past. He was chilling when I seen him last. A Lamborghini with a spoiler kit. Driving looked like Santa, and I said, oh, it's a feeling on my mind in an altered state. But chilling up north on a reindeer plate instead of Louis Vuitton or Gucci fixes. Cause Rags had pictures of Don and Blitzes. To top it off, he had a phone in the tip instead of treads, homes, ties, left hoof prints. He came to a hall, but he did not screech. And in the back of my mind, some said, don't reach. He said, ho, 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 yo, Shan, loud and clear. I ain't heard a rap from you in a year. Merry Christmas, here's some beats that's brewed in the broth. And if you don't rock these, that means you're soft. He said, Shan, my man, I got a busy night. And you'll be straight next year if you rock this right. To my surprise, when I woke on Christmas dawn, I couldn't find my tapes and my lyrics were gone. But underneath the tree in a red and blue pack was a cold chill and Warner Brothers contract. So I'm here tonight to share my cheers. So Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Okay, you do it again. We'll kick it again. One more time. Go ahead.
Now once again, let your hands applause with this contribution to Santa Claus, to Frosty, to Rudolph, etc., etc. Just remember these rhymes we said to you. Tis the season to come to reason. With the good spirit we find to be pleasing, easing every single form of tension. Also, I'd like to mention Merry Christmas to Bismarcky, Coogee Bat Polo, and Craig G. Marley Mar Glamorous, the list goes on, to Powerful Percy and TJ Swan. And to me, Shannon Shante, get the job done. Season's greetings to everyone.
Hold it, Ken. Hold it. It's not over. Wait a minute. Now I'm fly tired with the Christmas tree. The one who makes the juice crew complete. A true professional, not an amateur. The season's greetings from a jolly good manager. FLY. TY. You can't deny. The flies with the fly tie. Cold chilling with Shante Shannon Kane here. Not in a rush. I leave it to the reindeer. Yeah, it's strange to see me rapping, but for Christmas, who knows what can happen. So for everybody out there that caught this buzz, have yourself a merry little Christmas.
I told you I could do it. I told you I could do it. I told you I could do it. All right, guys. Yeah. Yeah.